The internet connection was working as expected at Coontail Market in Boulder Junction on Tuesday.
Alrighty, 7:33.
The grocery, convenience, and outdoor sports store could accept credit cards and access its servers.
All right, thank you. You have a great day.
But it's not always like this.
Once a week, there's some internet issue.
I would say that's conservative. It's probably more than that.
Steve Kuhn owns Coontail and says the DSL internet service is not only slow, it's unreliable.
Everything that we do is pretty much broadband based. So when the broadband goes out, it's obviously a problem.
Kuhn's frustration is widespread in Boulder Junction. Down the street, outside the public library, library director Sherry Sanderson saw a pavilion turn into an impromptu office space in 2020.
We never envisioned what the summer was going to look like under that pavilion. There was somebody in one corner with their office set up. There was somebody in another corner with their office set up. There was a mom and two kids with their homeschool set up.
Poor or non-existent broadband at home forced them to use the library's Wi-Fi instead. COVID-19 precautions forced them outside the building, but within its Wi-Fi range. Sanderson says the library's wireless usage quadrupled last year.
It makes me happy that everybody found our Wi-Fi, everybody was using our Wi-Fi, but it makes me sad that some of these families had us in a pavilion out in the elements because they couldn't get internet in a populated area.
That very same pavilion was deserted on Tuesday, too cold for an outdoor office. Deserted, except for Bill Nemeth and me, as he described the plan to change everything.
The electors overwhelmingly said, we want to have high-speed broadband throughout the town as quickly as possible.
Nemeth serves on the Boulder Junction High-Speed Broadband Expansion Committee, which was energized by a question on a business survey in 2017.
And it's question 11 out of 38 questions.
What's the biggest challenge to economic growth in the town?
By far, the number one response was the lack of broadband.
Over the last few years, the committee researched, educated, planned, asked for grant money, and is finally implementing a plan to bring fiber optic broadband to the entire town. The $3 million project will put Boulder Junction's broadband capability on par with many big cities.
This is like moving from the Middle Ages to 2021 with one project.
The town government is pouring $1.5 million into the effort. The first of two tiers of expansion should be complete by the end of the year, covering more than 700 homes and businesses.
We think it's the right thing for Boulder Junction to recruit remote workers, entrepreneurs, new and expanding businesses, and also protect our existing businesses.
It's great news for Brent Jelinski, the district administrator at nearby North Lakeland School. He thinks about the students he's lost for the lack of broadband.
I mean, I've had families that have come and toured school and said, we would love to come here.
But they couldn't find a home with decent enough broadband to work and learn.
So then we lose a family that would have been here.
Jelinski says 90% of the families in the district technically have internet access, but in too many cases, it's wholly inadequate.
It really was evident that being connected is much different than actually having good internet.
When the pandemic sent students home, video conferencing often didn't work. In many cases, the school found a way to deliver paper and pencil lessons instead, echoing the 20th century instead of the 21st.
This is becoming an important issue for our children, that not having access to broadband is impacting their future.
But, says Bill Nemeth, the entire town will be humming with high-speed broadband in just 2 years.
Boulder Junction is at a tipping point.
In the town's view, it's tipping in the right direction. For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer in Boulder Junction. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.